All right. That was the intro, I guess.
I'm starting to dabble in the acapella.
Welcome to the 10th. That's not acapella. Welcome to the 10th episode of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends or family, thank you for listening, and we don't know why you're here. If you're our friends or family, also thank you for listening. And thank you for supporting us through these rough times of my sisters telling stories of me. What did you do this weekend, Charlie?
Oh, I did this little thing called the Drake Relays, sponsored by Charlie and Me.
Ooh.
Ooh, it was grand old time. Grand old time. Wow, came back.
And we sponsored the Drake Relays. Just the after party, I thought.
Just the after party.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you put more money up than I did or something.
Oh, you didn't get charged for that?
Nah, it didn't come through my pocketbook.
Yeah, I came back to Little Stomping Grounds, came back to Iowa, met a ton of friends and family.
Congrats.
Had great time. Saw some good had some good weather, went golfing, and yeah, had a good party at Grant's parents' place.
Yeah, well, congrats on having a lot of friends. That was cool.
Yeah, humble brag.
Humble brag. I got a lot of friends.
People ask me a lot, like when I come back to visit, like, do you? And like they got an applause. I'm like, you? And like, do I have friends? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, yes, I have friends. It's happened at least 5 times.
People usually just ask me, like, do you have friends in town? It's a way of being nicer, because they know that if I say no, I can say that I have friends other places that don't exist.
Yeah, the you goes up in their voice, and it kind of, like, gets longer, yeah. And they're more pausing.
Yeah.
Do you, like, I
do
have
you,
friends.
You have some friends? Yeah.
I got friends.
Yeah. Well, I did the same thing. Had a nice weekend. After party was great. Shout out to Tom and Jody for sponsoring a great event and helping us put it on.
Great hosts.
Oh, couldn't do it without them. But
my parents were even able to stop by for a quick drink, which is great.
It's always good to see Rick Jones and Mary. also a quick flash forward. This is future Grant talking. Saturday, people in Des Moines, anyone who's listening to this from Des Moines, Best Buddies Friendship Walk. Come in, check it out. Western Gateway Park, 11, I think is when it starts, but registration's at 9:30. Make it. Anyway, ask me any questions if you want to come. I do want to see people there. Make it.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, we can say that Charlie and Me was like not really a sponsor. Just like that. That's how I say. Yeah, we were not really a sponsor.
Not really a sponsor.
Yeah.
With a wink like that.
Yeah, not really a sponsor. Anyway, Best Buddies Friendship Walk, check it out. It's for a great cause, great people. I love Best Buddies.
It's a great organization. I've seen you get a lot of joy from that, so if you're able to help out, help out.
So you had a little road trip today, or this week, I guess, not today.
Yeah. I always forget how much I enjoy the open road.
Yeah?
For the most part.
For the most
part. Under the right conditions. With the right company. No, okay.
By myself. Not talking to anyone. Okay, so I think Charlie and I talked about it. We want to do a little podium here, a little 1-2-3 of our best our best road trip activities. And so
best favorite road trip activities.
So Charlie, you got the quarter ready? Let's flip it. Let's see who goes first here.
What do you want?
Heads.
Ah, it's tails again.
Yeah, dang it. Dang it. So guys, this is gonna be a little rough. We didn't prepare for this one, but we're ready for it.
No, neither of us wrote anything down. Mm-hmm. My number one is going to have to be talking with the co-pilot when you're driving in the middle of the night.
Ooh.
You got the whole car load of people asleep in the back, and you're just able to have a nice conversation. I got like 2 a.m. when everyone else is sleeping. I don't know. I've always had good conversations. You know, I was having great company, but I love doing that.
All right. Well, that was deep.
No.
Mine is going to be like, well, I'll save that one for later. Probably I've gone on a lot of road trips for myself recently. So I'd say probably just randomly calling people. I don't know if that's stealing. Is that stealing from you?
No, you're good.
Because I randomly call a lot of people when I drive, and half of them don't answer because they're the fake friends I have. I'm kidding. They're real friends. They just don't actually exist.
It's a great time to catch up.
But yeah, it's a great time because you're not doing anything, and then you interrupt their day. So it's good. So I'd say randomly calling people.
That's up there in mind, but yeah, good one. My number two will be reading. I think I've – like, percentage-wise, I do the most reading on trips, especially car trips.
So while you're driving? You're the one driving? And
I'm always there driving, and then I just put a book on my lap and just do a quick – this is probably mainly from high school. My family would always drive down to Florida for spring break. So we have 24 hours there, 24 hours back, and I would just clean house on the books. I would just read the whole time.
Well, congrats on being able to read.
Yeah, you know, I taught myself how to read Cat in the Hat junior year spring break.
Way to go. Good job with the literacy. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, some people can't say that.
Jared? That's my number two.
That's good. Number two, I think I'd have to say I'm still fixated on myself driving. So listening to podcasts.
That was gonna be my three.
So listening to any podcasts, especially like really good ones like Charlie and Me.
Cause, I was gonna say Charlie and Me is probably the best car ride.
Yeah. Since we're so self-centered, we just like to listen to ourselves the whole time. So Charlie and Me. It's funny because we don't actually listen to ourselves ever, really.
No, not like every week or anything.
No.
All right.
My
number three is gonna be the sightseeing you do on the way. Either if you're going to somewhere new,
corn through Nebraska,
picking out the new things. Like when I was driving through Utah, I've never driven through there, but driving through there was awesome because I could just look at the new landscape. Or even if it's something you do like every other weekend almost, you kind of pick out the landmarks to kind of assess how far you've gone. Kind of pick out your identification marks.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just the sightseeing that goes along with driving, especially if you're by yourself. That's what really.
Yeah. So I'm going to go polar opposite of that. So if I'm sitting in the passenger seat or like in the back seat, not in the passenger seat, from the back seat, and I'm like, God damn it, how long have we been in this car? I just Google the place we're going. And I'm like, okay, how many hours do I have left in this car?
I hate doing that.
I Google it, and then I get so demoralized because you look it up, and it's
like, oh, 8 more hours.
8 more hours. And it's like, oh, my God, we have been on the road for 30 minutes. This is terrible, but
Going off that, and kind of like both of ours in a way, when I was younger and like taking car trips with my family, I'd always ask my mom, where are we? And that would mean top of your head was the finish and the tip of your toes was the start. I would say, where are we? And she'd give me a point on the body where we were.
So when you got 70% of the way, did you say water?
No, belly button was belly button was a popular answer though. I don't know if it's true or not, but like it seemed like belly button was an answer.
Is your belly button really halfway though?
I don't think so. My legs are way longer than my torso.
Congrats.
I mean, I'm short, so both are really short. Yeah. But,
well, you know.
But I don't think my butt. I think I would say more the waistline is probably closer to halfway for me. It's not too far off. But I just feel like the belly button is.
I don't know. This is kind of bad radio. People can't actually see us. So.
But everyone, you can close your eyes. Do you guys think your belly button is halfway up your body?
Yeah, you're gonna say close your eyes and imagine us. And.
Yep.
Yeah, you wish. You'd like that, wouldn't you, huh?
Let us know on Twitter what you think. Is the belly button the halfway point of your body?
And now we have the friendly update. We walk up on a great friend of Charlie and myself. It's weird looking at his face right now as he's like awkwardly smiling. But Ryan Trapp, he was a good roommate of ours. I don't know. There's not a whole lot to say about him besides he's a pretty cool guy. Ryan, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, I mean, I feel like the roommate thing goes one way. You were a pretty shitty roommate.
I would agree to that. I mean, if anyone has ground to speak on that one, it's me.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for all the food you cooked me and for cleaning all the times you cleaned.
I wasn't the mom.
I mean, you kind of were.
Okay. That was a bad start. So Ryan, we asked this to just about everyone that comes in the podcast, but it's one of our favorite questions, so we're gonna go ahead anyway. What is your favorite Charlie and Me story? And I asked this especially because you just spent the weekend with my family and they very much enjoy these stories.
I feel like the pressure's on. I have to think of one that, you know, they didn't hear this weekend. And from what I found out, they've heard a lot about you.
I'm not a secret.
No, there's a lot, you know. Both of you combined, right?
Preferably.
Yeah. You know, I feel like just cabin weekend as a whole playing basketball.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh.
We were gonna bring that up. Go into some more detail.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Grant were the captains. Yep. And obviously, we had a gentleman's agreement that whenever one of us wanted to drink, we would just, you know, drink. And so it essentially became just us playing coach while telling everyone what to do while we got smashed over on the sideline, like any good coach should be. Pretty drunk, maybe throw a couple chairs. And then later, we were at planning. This may be a different time, but Grant was like on a whole nother level of drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And like, he goes up for a layup and I swat it, but then like, do you hit the pole? Your face or somebody? Or like, you were just on the ground.
Grant just ended up on the ground, yeah.
Yeah, you were like, I have no idea how your body survived that, you know, weekend. As a whole, like not only were you just, you know, blackout drunk, but you just kept falling while you're playing basketball. Like no one was touching you, but you just decided you need to eat pavement.
So that's probably my third concussion. So I have to give up basketball now.
That's when that happened. Oh, yeah.
Well, you gave up basketball.
Well, now I have to. I'm gonna get CTE.
That's serious stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy should too. Oh,
the ankle. That ankle. Remember the game in the cabin where in the first half I was probably, you know, shooting more than I should have shot?
You should have shoot.
But I was talking. I was talking my game of smack. And we were tied. But then and then next point was winning. Just confidently pulled up and called it as I was, like, jumping. It was, like, game. And I hadn't made a shot all game. Like, I was literally 0-for. And then just, like, I did the whole, like, Steph Curry, like, turn around before it hits the net kind of thing. But it actually went in. That's probably one of the best moments of my life. So
I would like to preface this that all these games are played at, like, 7-foot hoops.
And I still can't dunk.
I was definitely going to say that, too. It was a 7-foot hoop. I dunked, like, 3 times in that game. I missed 2.5 of them. So...
You know, I thought of another story, the side story, when we were always, like, kneeboarding with the beer, mm-hmm. And that was when I pulled Grant in the water, and he ruined his phone for, like, the 40th time.
I think there was a phone, like, every trip that got ruined there.
Yeah. Grant, you have a talent.
I'm pretty bad. I don't know. I've gotten better. I've gotten better with not ruining phones.
But like Jake had one, I think Robbie had one, Grant had at least one.
Well, Robbie had—he's an idiot. Was like, oh look, it's waterproof.
It's waterproof.
And then drops it right in the water, and lo and behold, it's not really waterproof.
Shocker.
Robbie. Classic Robbie.
All right, Ryan. Next question. So we know you have two majors. You graduated with two majors, one of those being biology.
I get to call it double major.
Double major, yeah. One of those being biology. But you are working as like a computer programmer right now, right?
Yeah.
So what the hell did you get that biology degree for?
Well, I'm really into fish. As I talk to you right now, I've been kind of looking at one of my fish tanks. I have 3 of them. They have an Instagram. That's Ryan's Fish Tank, obviously.
So go follow that, everyone.
And I was like, Mom.
Shameless plug.
I know you're helping pay for this. I really want you to get the most out of your money, right?
And smart.
And so I'm like, I should try and waste $80,000 on trying to get a major so I'm really good at taking care of fish.
I think your pets thank you for that.
Yeah, you say that, but you don't know how many I've killed in the past years.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's on the job learning. You know, they say you learn most of the things on the job.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, and also, I am a fiend at the zoo. Let me tell you, I know a lot of random stupid facts about just many animals at the zoo. And so, really, that's another thing. Just in case I ever want to quit my job as a programmer and get really pissed at Arthur Bomshi, you know, or Anoop.
Yeah.
My coworkers. And I'm like, hey, I should just go to the work at the zoo and I might be able to get a job there. It's like an out, you know?
That's Funny you say that. My dad worked at the zoo, and now he works in computer programming.
So he kind of took the opposite approach.
Yeah, he worked with elephants.
Does he regret switching?
I don't think so. He's only ever had one job. Like, that was his first job outside of school is computer programming. Since he's stuck with it, I'm going to say no.
It's kind of funny. My dad got a zoology degree.
Wow.
He was going for, like, medical stuff, right?
But now he's a pharmacist.
I feel like everyone really just wants to work at the zoo. And when it comes down to it, like, what do you want to do with your life?
Yeah, so that's why he's trying to get a job at Walmart.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, with the yodeling boy and stuff?
Yeah. It's basically a zoo. I don't know.
Yodeling!
Good thing we're not sponsored by Walmart.
I mean, I feel like that's a good thing to be known for. Like, he got famous, right?
That's true. He got famous. He's got like, a multi-platinum album now coming out. It hasn't come out yet, but it will be multi-platinum.
He performed at Coachella.
I Will Be Better Than Kanye's new song.
Nope.
Scoop-de-dee-poop.
Scoop-de-dee-poop.
That's just bringing back scatting. So, Ryan, that kind of brings us into the next one here. Drake Relays weekend. You've been to Drake Relays before. You've ran Drake Relays before. You know the track. But how was your first experience just watching and enjoying Des Moines?
You know, it was a lot of fun. I really wish we would have committed to getting more cups. We only got 8 cups.
Only 8?
Yeah, we definitely could have gotten to 20 and played beer pong.
Yeah, I agree.
And I really blame you guys for that one. You know, you really didn't pull your weight.
I only think I had 1.
Yeah, that's disappointing. But, you know, as a whole, it was a lot of fun until the car ride home. When I thought I was not hungover, and then at breakfast I was fine. And then the car ride, I almost had to make them stop. And I was almost puked.
It's funny because the moment, right before everyone left, I started to just feel like I was going to fall over.
Yeah, no, it was, it got rough there, you know.
And then Monday morning, I was still hungover.
Yeah, I was fine Monday, but that's partly because I sat in my room. Once I got home, I sat in my room with my sunglasses on and my blinds closed. So, you know, I was a very productive member of society, and, you know, I really got things done around the house. You know, how you're supposed to do when you're hungover. I just kind of sat in my bed. It was good.
That's good. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed Des Moines. Come back again soon.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Both of you.
One thing I am consistently amazed at is Grant's ability to get very, very near blackout and then somehow decide we need to leave the bar and then always find his way home.
Grant has a knack for just knowing where he's at. So much to the point, like, we had this relationship in college where I just trust him. Grant is known for being kind of a fleer when he's really drunk.
Yeah.
Plenty happy to just go run off. I would just never chase him because I knew 100% he's coming back. Yeah. But no matter what time of the day it was or night, he'd make his way back. So I was never worried when he'd flee.
Yeah, so we're leaving the bar on Saturday night, and he's, like, falling through the streets, right? Like, just... You know, but he's like, I know there's another bar over here. Let's go here. I'm like, no. And then he called his sister, and we ended up making it home, and it was great. He had another beer. Obviously, I wasn't about to deny him a beer because what kind of person am I to do that? He obviously knows his limits. Probably, I don't know, maybe not, but you know, it was like a homing pigeon.
He's, you know, your directions, G.
Hey, if there's one thing good about me, it's that the abundance of drunk stories of me is making me more nervous about myself than it makes it about anybody else. Like, I'm sure my mom is listening, like, oh my god, all he does is this. I swear it's only like once a month.
No.
The problem is you're pretty old and you're only gonna get older, so that's 12 stories a year. It's a lot of podcast material, though.
That's true. So it's all.
That's why we do it now.
It's all for the podcast.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I am a homing pigeon. It's definitely true. I know how to get home every time.
It's coming very useful, though, even like when we're sober and like driving around. I'm very bad with directions, and so it's very useful because we went a lot of places together in college, and you'd always be able to like, get me back to the road I knew. So
I knew where I was. I knew where I was.
Okay, Ryan. Grant and I have talked a bit about our siblings on the show and how we are younger siblings, but you're an older sibling.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, thing you'd like to share about having a sibling rivalry with your brother? Because I know you guys both run the same events and stuff. But it could be in running, outside of running. What kind of sibling rivalry do you have with Lucas?
Well, I mean, there's two sides of it, right? There's the side that me and Lucas have, right? And then there's the side that Pete thought I had. So, you know, I've really lost both of those. I'm losing both of them as a whole in life. But, you know, my favorite story about with Lucas is, well, first of all, I missed state by one person, like, I think it was like 8 or 9 times.
Oh, in my God.
And,
you know you can only go to school for 4 years, right?
Yeah, but different sports.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, thanks. But so then my junior year, my brother's 8th grade year, we had changed the rules in Minnesota where it's the top next best 3 people. Top 2 teams and next best 8 people, sorry. And that year, there was one really good team, so they only ended up taking 11 people out of our section, right?
Yeah.
Top 1 team, yeah, sorry. And they only ended up taking, I guess that's 12 or 13, I don't know. Either way, my brother was the last one, and he outkicked me, and he was made to stay his 8th grade year, and I missed it my junior year. And that was when he ran long distance. But then he never beat me in 800 in high school, right? And there was one race where we, it was like a tiny little shit race, right? And in Elk River, there's a bunch of like country boys, and there's always that one kid who's gonna take off. That's probably all high school. So me and Lucas are just sitting behind him, and he drops, right? And me and him are side by side, 200 meters left, and we're sprinting. Never have I sprinted so hard in my life, right? I ended up out leading him, and I didn't know who won at first, and they pointed at me and say, "Oh, he won." And I turned to him and see how, "Suck it, Lucas!" And the newspaper people were there and stuff, and all the ref was like, "I assume you guys are brothers, so I'm gonna let that one slide."
That's great. That is great.
Me and Lucas have always been pretty competitive. As told by the whole sucking it.
That's perfect. That's good, healthy sibling rivalry right there.
It's funny because you recently experienced what my siblings treat me like. I think it's pretty innocent. We have a good time together, but they have a tendency, and it happens to all of us, but you only have 2 people in your family, but they have a tendency to continue conversations of stories that just go on forever. And then just rip you to pieces. And then next thing you know, you want to go home and cry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really get that because no. I'm the older one.
Me either.
And, yeah, that's rough. I was definitely a part of that. And I will admit that this weekend I definitely did partake in some of those because they are pretty enjoyable. Because you are pretty easy to make fun of, for sure.
I'm cool with it.
But I feel like they definitely have a whole sadistic level to it where they just keep twisting the dagger. It's good. And I'm sure you keep reliving that.
That's I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been part of that too. It's kind of enjoyable from our side of things. Grant, I hope you're okay with it.
You know, if I didn't like it, we probably wouldn't be talking. So Ryan, Charlie stole my last question, so I'm gonna steal his. If you were to get a tattoo, where would you get it and what would it be?
It would be Yosemite Sam right on my ass.
I love
that.
Left or right? Left or right? Or both?
Whoa.
I'd say right. I'm more right-handed.
That's your good side?
You want on the strong butt.
Yeah, I like that.
Exactly. You want it. I feel like that's going to hold firm for longer, you know?
Yeah.
My left cheek will definitely go before my right cheek.
That's smart. That's smart.
That's a good call. So, Ryan, now here comes the spelling bee. I know you've listened before. You know the rules. Basically, the first round about you each get a shot at each other's words if you get it wrong. The second round is overtime, and that's that. So, are you ready?
Probably.
All right.
Love it. Let's go.
Sounds like Charlie might win this one. Anyway, Charlie. Charlie, are you ready for your word?
Let's hear it.
Devastated.
Ooh. I leave most of these spelling bees devastated. But, okay, I hate to be cocky, but.
Don't be devastated.
D-V-I-S-T-A-T-E-D.
D-E-V-A-S. Oh, fuck me. I wasn't supposed to say that. Sorry, I wasn't ready for the format.
Well, poop.
Charlie, you're wrong. Ryan, we're gonna go backwards here. You get a word. I got a word for you. You're gonna like it.
All right.
Tyrannosaurus.
For the T-Y-R-A-N-A-S-A-U-R-S.
What was that first letter?
T.
T.
Okay, go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. T. Y. R. A. N. A. S. O. U. R. O. O. U. S.
Yeah, that's not right. Charlie, you want to give it a shot?
No, because I don't. I want to be fair to Ryan.
All right, we'll be fair to Ryan. I messed up. So, the. You guys both got it wrong, and the final word.
Do you want me to spell it for us? I'm curious now.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
T-Y-R-A-N-N-O-S-A-U-R-U-S.
Tyrannosaurus. Double N.
What the fuck? That was, God.
You're the biologist.
Yeah, that's not biology, that's paleontology, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's gonna spell rabbit and I'll kill it.
make some stew. Okay.
All right. So now I guess you each get your own word?
Sure.
Have you never? I guess, yeah.
Have you ever hosted this on our 10th episode? You've never hosted a spelling bee?
Yeah, welcome to the 10th episode where Grant already forgot how to do this. So, Charlie, your word is accountability. I got a feeling he's going to spell it wrong.
Okay, A-C-C.
Are you writing it down?
Oh, hell yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
He cheats every time.
Full mental.
Okay, starting over. A-C-C-O-U-N-T-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y.
Oh, he got it right.
Yeah, I know.
Ryan, this is going to be a tough one for you here. You got two options on this word. Are you ready?
All right. Yeah.
Sweet.
Sweet?
Yeah.
This seems like a trick question.
Yeah.
S-W-E-E-T. Is there an A in there? I'm kidding. I stick with my original answer.
So we're going to have to give this one to Charlie. I was looking for sweet, like Las Vegas, because that's where you're going.
S-U-I-T, dude.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, no, tough that's luck. Suit, buddy. S-U-I-T, suit. S-U-I-T-E.
Yep, like I said.
So Charlie's wrong. Anyway, Ryan, thanks for joining us. This was a lot of fun. We'll see you next weekend, right?
Yeah, yes.
Wait, what? Thanks, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Yeah.
That was Ryan Trapp. That guy knows how to tell a story.
Yeah. Good friend. Great friend. Great guy.
Yeah. So anyone who's planning on 30 minutes, it's we're past. So, sorry. So I think our next segment we're gonna work into some sibling stories. Charlie, what do you got for us? You got a good sibling story to share? You and Kate?
I got a decent one. Yeah. Kind of going off the fact that I was able to play my first round of golf this weekend. My family would always play golf at least twice a month together growing up, pretty much. And I would always get so frustrated at my sister because she cared so little about golf, so little, and would beat me for the longest time. I would care so much, and she would just literally walk up to the ball, no practice swings, hit it, smack it on the green, no problem. Go up to her putt, wouldn't read it, hit the putt, goes in, no problem. And I'm over there just trying my hardest.
It sounds like she should be playing on the tour.
She played for high school and was a very good high school player, but again, didn't care at all. And was still like borderline varsity. She's like a varsity golfer for like 3 years.
Wow.
But just didn't care. Like she like probably cared more. She probably hated golf more than like I cared about golf.
Wow.
But yeah, so I just family story, being really frustrated at the older sister because she was naturally way better at golf than I ever will be.
Wow.
So yeah, that's
that was rather depressing.
what do you do?
That's crazy. I never knew that story. I figured I would have known that.
She's the best golfer in the family by far.
Wow. It's crazy. Come on, Kate, play good golf. So mine is had the pleasure of meeting my sister's boyfriend for the first time.
Great guy. Offered to help us out, actually.
Offered to help us out. Maybe he's listening to this right now. Maybe. Maybe not. Probably not. So classic sibling story of – well, one, there was a lot of sibling stories shared, and then most of them were to my detriment, if – whatever. But basically, you try to come off when you meet him right away. You want to like you want to show like you're a little bit of an alpha. You know, you'd be like, yeah, I'm top dog of these parts.
And, he's and, bigger than you. Like he could
squat. Oh, come on. I'm scrappy. but really, just came off as Grant, so that didn't work out well. So yeah, no, he seems like a great guy, and is what it is. But it was definitely Grant just trying to come off as top dog and just getting shut down, just getting shut down left and right by my sister's stories of me like looking like an idiot doing things. And then on top of that, my friends are in town, so you look even worse because they share all these other stories of you that are.
Because I got the really bad stories.
Yeah. but yeah, and that kind of segues into another thing where it's like you always think you're an alpha in guy stuff. You always kind of think you're an alpha until you just get put back in your place.
You always – yeah. I think I'm just kind of accepted I'm the beta. But I'm okay with
– Well, in this relationship you are, but
– Oh, yeah. But like – I kind of just almost like if I get thrust into the alpha role, so be it. But like I go in beta, but I get what you're saying with this guy stuff. I get it.
It's like
a lot of guys just walk into a room like, you know, I come from my high school. I'm top dog. And then
whoa, they're high like, school. Close your book.
Whatever,
man.
Come on.
yeah, no, it's literally like you walk in, you're like, I'm going to be alpha. And it's like, but then you also realize that's not important anymore.
No, it really isn't.
Well, whatever it was, but.
Maybe I just say that though because I can't get there. Yeah, but yeah, it's not important at all.
No, definitely not. So, but definitely most guys just like want to be the alpha a little bit and they're like, is that important?
You get older, you get wiser.
Was that going soft? I think I just combined two.
I have been going soft this week.
I think I just combined like three segments: sibling story, guy stuff, and going soft into one story. So
Grant, stick to the segment, man.
Stick to sports. Come on. All right.
My guy stuff for this week is my morning routine. It very regularly takes me about 15 minutes to get from my bed out the door in the morning, and that includes making coffee and showering. And obviously getting dressed and everything.
You make coffee in that segment too?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have like a little single serving Keurig type deal, but I wake up, I usually preload it the night before, hit the on button, go take my shower, go get dressed, grab my bag, which is pre-made, and then walk out the door, grab my coffee on the way out.
That's crazy.
So yeah, just being able to not take an hour to get ready every morning. It's kind of my guy thing.
And it's funny because I'm such an old man that I wake up early enough so I can read the paper every morning.
See, that's a little different though. Not like you're getting ready for the whole time.
No, but I make sure that I wake up early enough so that I can like, take my time getting ready. Sometimes I'll do the dishes in the morning. And like, I'll just like putz around. Next thing you know, I'm reading the paper and then it's like, oh, gotta go to work.
Yeah, I'm definitely a wake up as close to time I have to leave as possible kind of person.
Yeah.
I'm faking it in this morning person routine.
Yeah. But that's also a little responsibly irresponsible of me.
It is very responsibly irresponsible of you.
Because then I also want to stay up till midnight all the time, and then I wake up at 5:45 and it's like I just got 5 hours of sleep, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good. So I'm being responsibly irresponsible, trying to read the paper every day and be informed as a good citizen of every place. But
good citizen of America, Grant.
Well, yeah, but I mean, everyone should read the paper, right? Doesn't matter what paper it is. Just yeah. Be informed. Read them all. but it's being responsibly irresponsible of me because I can't stay up till midnight when I want to and be that way. So I don't know.
You've always been good at taking naps, though.
Yeah, but you can't take naps during work. My boss frowns on that.
That's true.
So that's been tough. That's been a little crazy, but who knows? What are you responsibly irresponsible about as I chew this popcorn? Happy Mayday. Happy Mayday, everyone.
Happy Mayday. If anyone wants to give me a May basket, I haven't got any yet.
Shout out to Kelsey Edwards for the free Mayday basket. That was cool.
You know, it's whatever. My responsibly irresponsible this week is pre-planning your hangover in the sense you put drinks by your bed so you can drink them before you go to bed that night. You know, put like a Pedialyte, a Gatorade, a couple bottles of water next to your bed or something. So you're being responsible in the fact that you're planning for your hangover, but you're being irresponsible because you're going to be hungover.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does, you're being very responsible about your irresponsibleness.
Yeah, and we've talked about this, but I have a tough time like preparing myself the night before, but then when I wake up, I always have a glass of water next to my bed, but it's a glass of water that was not touched until I woke up at 9 a.m., right? So it just sits there, and then you wake up at 9 a.m. you're like, I'm going to chug this in a second and a half. This is going to be the quickest I ever drank a glass of water.
You need at least two.
Yeah.
And you're kind of good at the opposite. You usually crack a beer right before you go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very wasteful. So, oil industry loves me.
Yeah. All right, Grant. Let's send him out with some quotes.
Let's send him out. I'll see what you got. Or I can go. You want me to go?
Go for it.
So I practice this in my head like 15 times before I'm going to read it to you guys, but I'm still going to mess it up. So
I expect perfection now.
This is a quote from the book The Reluctant Fundamentalist. It's one of my favorite books, and it's interesting. So, in the effect of scarcity, I got Charlie staring at me. It's making me uncomfortable. It is the effect of scarcity. One's rules of propriety make one thirst for the improper.
Honestly, I was trying to make you laugh the whole time, so I didn't really listen.
It is the effect of scarcity. One's rules of propriety make one thirst for the improper. How about that?
Good. Want to hear my quote?
Jesus, don't even digest it. Go ahead, yeah.
Mine's by Samuel Johnson. Great works are performed not by strength, but by perseverance. So stick with it, Grant.
Is it over?
It's over.
Oh, okay.
See ya.
No. All right, stick with it. Next week, we got a big week coming up for you. It's Mom's Week. We're going to have both the moms on the show. We're going to ask our favorite Charlie and Me stories to our moms. I'm sure they're going to have some good ones. So we'll see. We'll see you all when it comes around next time.
All right. Deuces.
Deuces.